public consultation that we've been undertaking since the, must have been the end of June, on the Adelaide Parklands and City Squares Heritage Assessment Project is really designed around trying to gauge what the community feel about what's special about the Adelaide Parklands and what they would like to see preserved into the future. It's all around the future management of the Adelaide Parklands, and we are currently engaging consultants to do a heritage assessment of the parklands, which the South Australian Heritage Council will assess later in the year or early next year. But the community is a very important component in the future of the parklands, and we want to hear what they've had to say.
All right, can you tell us which areas we're talking about?
Well, it's the whole of the parklands, and it's the five city squares as well. Light, Hindmarsh, Hurtle, Whitmore, Victoria, and Wellington Squares, Wellington Square in North Adelaide. So it's all of the parklands. It doesn't include what we call the institutional precinct along North Terrace, but it's all the landscaped parts of the parklands, I suppose, is how you would describe it.
All right, so when you're talking about community consultation, who is eligible to comment on this?
Anybody. We've done it through the Your Say website, www.yoursay.sa.gov.au, and you look for the Adelaide Parklands Engagement tab, and you can then go through there. There's an online survey. You also can put your thoughts down on a discussion board, or you can write a written submission directly to me at the government on what you feel about the parklands. We've received a few of those. We've received about 30-odd comments on the discussion board, but the most impressive thing is we've already received 1,600 online survey responses, which is phenomenal, and a number of people responding to this. So obviously people are very interested in the future of the parklands and want to have their say, which is exactly what we wanted to hear.
One of the things that you're looking at is whether to heritage list some or all of these places. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. We have engaged some consultants to prepare an assessment report on the heritage values of the parklands, and this public engagement or community engagement is being done in parallel with the heritage assessment process.
So what would it mean if they were to become heritage listed?
The Heritage Council will consider the assessment, as I said earlier on, later this year or early next year, and then they will make a decision whether or not to include the parkland on the South Australian Heritage Register as a state heritage place. In doing so, they'll be protected under legislation. They're already protected through things like the Parklands Act, which is administered through the Adelaide Parklands Authority, but it gives them a special value. They're on the National Heritage List already. They were included in that in about 2008. And we want to recognise them at a state level as well.
Does that give them extra protection?
It does give them extra protection. So any development that's proposed for parklands that may be deemed to be against the heritage values, they can then go through an approvals process for any that develop to make sure that those values are protected. And the values will be written down and described as part of the assessment process.
Are you able to talk about those values at all?
Well, we've received the draft report from the consultant, but it hasn't been concluded yet. But it's around Light's plan of Adelaide, which Colonel William Light designed Adelaide in the 1830s. And it's around the grid, what's called the grid of the city of Adelaide, and the placement of squares and the landscaped areas around the city as well.
Yes, I was going to ask you about Colonel Light. Why is his vision still important? Why are we considering it?
It's very unique in the world to have a grid and then an encirclement of parklands around it. It makes it it's a special place.
Now, I had a look on the websites that you were talking about, and it was talking about concepts of community lifestyle, well-being, and a sense of place. Are you able to talk about these?
Well, I think it's probably fair to say, and certainly this is the feedback we've been getting through our YourSay engagement, is that the community actually highly value the parklands as a place to go and do things and to play sport or to walk or to ride bicycles or whatever. They really value the parklands as a community asset, and I think it's very important that and certainly in our conversations with the Adelaide City Council, that the parklands continue to be available for the community for those sorts of activities.
Do you have any data on how many people use them for those sorts of things?
Well, we're collecting data through our online survey, but the analysis of that survey hasn't commenced yet. It will, following the conclusion of the survey period, which finishes up next Friday, so a week today, and then we will actually go through all the responses and collect the data that has come out of the survey.
All right, so let's go back to, I was very interested in when it was talking about a sense of place. What does that mean when we're talking about, you know, a city like Adelaide that was designed back in the 1830s and how that relates to, you know, how we take it into the 21st century and live in it?
It's around how the community actually interact with the spaces that they live in and work in. And it's to do with how they feel, I suppose. It's around people's lifestyle. It's around people's reaction to their environment. And I work in the Department of the Environment, and in our department, our parks areas are very important to people as well. So it's how people live in the world that they live.
Okay, so where does the Oban fit into this? Because I think we could probably all agree that that's been the biggest disruption to the parklands in quite a long time.
You're talking about the extension into the
extension,
city, I assume.
Yes.
Well, of course, when all the landscaping is completed for the Oban extension, the parklands will be, in the main, returned back to what they were before the development commenced. Obviously, the entrance to the tunnel from the city side will be within the parklands, but most of the vegetation, and they're proposing to put trees back that they had to cut down as part of the development, will be returned in the main back to what it was before.
Do we know when that's going to happen? I can't quite remember all the dates on these.
My understanding is that it's due for completion at the end of this year.
Oh, well, I guess we'll get to see it fairly soon then.
It's almost there. I actually live in the eastern suburbs, so I see the work that goes on, and it's getting pretty close to being finalised. You know, it's a way of getting people from the northeastern suburbs into the city quickly, and putting a tunnel underneath the parklands was a way that the transport department decided it was going to be an effective way of doing it.
And I guess if they can return the parklands to pretty well how they were before, you know, as you say, bar the tunnel, that'll be sort of quite a good example of modernising the city without destroying, you know, as you say, that vision that Light had.
That's important to note, that there was never any intention to have a highway through the middle of the parklands. That's why they decided that a tunnel would be the best way of doing what they proposed to do with the buses.
You said you've had a lot of responses so far. Are you able to share some of the things that people are saying?
One of the phrases that actually has been used a number of times by respondents is that the parklands are the lungs of the city. So it's the green spaces where people can go who are either living adjacent to the city or within the city. So that was one of the phrases. A lot of people were very concerned that they are continue to be accessible to the people and the community. There were people who are very concerned about the use of the parklands and continue to be able to be used for recreation like sport and so on. And the Botanic Gardens are part of the Adelaide Parklands, which has the largest number of visitors of any attraction in South Australia. They're very important places that people want to be kept for future generations, I suppose.
Yeah, that's very interesting that people are responding and talking to talking about them in terms of, you know, the lungs of the city. Yeah, mm. That sense that people are recognising that these green spaces so close to the city are very important.
Yes, exactly.
Now, the deadline closes on Friday the 29th, so if you can just how people can...
They can go onto the government website, which is www.yoursay.sa.gov.au, and if they follow the tabs through, they'll find the Adelaide Parklands Heritage Assessment tab, and then they can go in and fill in the online survey, as I said before, or write a comment on the discussion board, or, as I said, they can write a submission expressing their views to us, and the contact details are on the website.